Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We're going to talk to Coach Collins first. Let's bring him in. Brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. We're on the relentless pursuit for better health care. Coach, do you have a, first of all, do you have a voice left? And can you even put into words what you're feeling right now?
I'm just so proud for everybody. The guys were amazing today. That team is really hard to play against. I mean, I don't know that I've ever played against someone like Edie. I mean, there's been great players, and that's not to discredit anybody who's been in this league the last 10 years, but to try to prepare to play against him, and we were just trying to fight as best as we could, get to shooters. You know, we had it there. It was like a six-point game, guys, and I thought offensively we got about five or six just unbelievably good looks, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out, and then finally we called the timeout there, and you know, we were able to, Chai got an open shot, missed it. Boo got the offensive rebound, hit Chase in the corner. Then we got the steal on the dunk, you know, to get that five quick points there. And then from that last 4 minutes, man, we got stops. We took care of the ball. We got good shots. We beat the press. We got a layup. And just can't say enough about these guys. You know, I mean, just for them to believe the way they have, you know, night in and night out, you know, when there wasn't a whole lot of people believing in them, you know, but they believed in themselves. And we came in this year and said, you know what, guys, we can be good. It doesn't matter what the outside noise is. Let's get tough. Let's be great defensively. Let's lean on our older guys and let's figure out a way. And our players deserve a day like this. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know that Northwestern's ever beat a number one team in the country. But to be able to do it at home, you know, with this crowd. And I tell you what, guys, and I'm not just saying this, but like, I've been very fortunate in my 25 years of college basketball to play or coach in every iconic venue in this country. And there's not an atmosphere that I've been in my career that was any better than what the Welsh Shrine was today. I mean, this was a special, special atmosphere.
Well, I got to tell you something. We have Ty standing with us. We're going to get to, after we let you go, Coach,
yeah,
we're going to visit with him. But Billy, I'm standing here, and you know Billy, and he, when the game ended, I have to tell you, he had tears in his eyes.
Well, he is the founding father of this program. I mean, he's the best player. He's been the best representative. You know, he's the example for this program, and there's a lot of guys like him, man, that, you know, Northwestern has always kind of been the program that's never broken through and never been able to get over the hump, and so many people have worked really hard, you know, to make this thing happen and stick with the program through the years, and no one more than Billy. So, you know, I know how emotional he was, and he should be, because he, to me, he's the founding father of this program.
Coach, I appreciate those sentiments very much, but now you understand what that one-eyed dog in the milk factory feels like.
Yeah, I guess, yes, I know how happy that is. I mean, I, you know, it was almost kind of surreal when we dribbled out the clock there, and, you know, it hit zero, and the crowd came out, and, you know, kind of realized what we had done. And, you know, I want the guys to enjoy it. They put their hearts on the floor today. They did.
Down by seven, you're not shooting Chase as having – not a good day offensively, but you can't say enough about, just talk about your defense and the effort there that, you know, I thought at one point, 49-45, Chase misses a three-pointer, and I thought, boy, maybe that's the sign.
Yeah.
But you guys just kept battling back.
And we did.
You make our fans and the former players so proud of what you're doing and how this team represents us all.
No, I appreciate that. We hung in there. You know, we just said keep getting stops. Like I said, I felt like we were getting really good looks. I thought we were running good offense. We were getting good shots for our best players. And they had that little run there, Boo in and out a couple times, Chase in and out a couple times. And then finally we saw one go in, and the defense kind of got to another level. I thought it was a big turnover there when we were able to get that steal and the dunk in transition. The crowd really, it was great the whole night, but that last 4 minutes. And then, I mean, like I said, that guy, Edie, man, he's just so tough to play against. He presents so many any problems, and they have good players around them, and Matt's such a good coach. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this one for sure. I mean, you beat a team like that, you got to play really well, and you got to fight really hard, and then we'll come back tomorrow. I told our guys we got a lot more games to play. There's 3 more weeks left, 6 more games, and we can't let this be, you know, the peak. We got to keep fighting. We got to come back tomorrow and start getting ready for the Hoosiers.
Hey, Coach, speaking of that, I mean, we thought going into the Wisconsin game, Wisconsin-Ohio State, you got to win one or two of those games. Then you win the Wisconsin, and I told Dave, I said, Coach Collins is saying, now we got to go down and take care of Ohio State.
Yeah.
And I can hear you before the game saying, this represents a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, on your home floor with this atmosphere, you have the number one team in the country. You know, fortunately, we've done a great job to put ourselves in position where these games actually matter. You know, we're trying to fight for some. We want to play in March just like all these other teams do. And, you know, to be able to come home after the 2 road wins and kind of stamp it with this game today was big time. You know, a big time week for us. You know, Thursday, Sunday, you know, 7-day stretch to win 2 road games and then to beat Purdue, pretty darn good, you know. And I want guys to have fun and enjoy tonight, but then when we come back tomorrow, let's not change our mission. Let's stay the course and get ready for the next one.
I said to you before the game, I said, if I told you you'd beat Wisconsin and Ohio State on the road 5 days apart and also win at Indiana, Michigan State this season, I left out the part about knocking off the number one team.
Well, it was pretty darn special, and man, I just feel great for all the people that have been with us, like you, Dave, like Billy, like the fans that, you know, have been with us through the years and have fought with this program to want to see days like this. I mean, I know it's got to be special for you guys to have this kind of environment, because that's what that's always what I've wanted for this program. I mean, growing up in this area, since I've been here, I've wanted this program to be relevant and for people to care and for people to show up and cheer these guys on, and to see that crowd today was pretty darn special.
It was. Congrats, Coach. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's Chris Collins.